The Supreme Court has fixed the 16th of next month to start hearing the presidential election petition in which three leading members of the NPP are challenging the validity of President Mahama's election. The court arrived at the decision after it had set out the issues to be determined in the trial. The two issues the court will be looking out for are whether or not there were statutory violations in the form of omissions, malpractices and irregularities in the conduct of the presidential election held on the 7th and 8th of December 2012, and whether or not the said violations, if any, affected the outcome of the results. The court has also ruled that in order to expedite adjudication, trial shall be by affidavit. Bubukli Nogo reports.
At the last sitting, the court asked the petitioners and the respondents to go and decide among themselves the issues to be determined by the court. But after several attempts, the parties failed to reach a consensus on the 30 issues they have together raised. The court was therefore left with the option of analyzing the issues and deciding to narrow them to two. Regarding the mode of trial, the court rejected the petitioners' quest to use audiovisuals in the presentation of their case. The judges heard that the court is not equipped with the facilities to use audiovisuals, and more so, not all the judges are good enough in ICT. The court also held that it will only admit witnesses when a compelling argument has been made for it. Other than that, evidence will have to be taken in the form of an affidavit. The parties involved in the dispute, that is the petitioners and the respondents, are however at liberty to lead oral evidence. The court subsequently gave the petitioners up to the 7th of this month to file their affidavit, while the respondents will have to file theirs 5 days after receipt of the petitioners' affidavit. Both sides appear satisfied with the day's proceedings. Madam Gloria Akufo speaks for the NPP legal team.
The parties are in court, and there is no way that by resorting to this expedited form, they would be said to have been denied to have their day in court.
We set out issues arising from the different areas of irregularity, violations, and malpractices. The court, however, in its wisdom, decided to raise two issues only, which, as it were, encompassing all of the things that we had raised. And they cover ours, so we are not worried.
Madam, also wanted to use audiovisuals. That was not accepted.
The court said that is not there yet. The court is not equipped. They don't have the facilities, and therefore they are not amenable to that mode of trial.
Nana Atudazi is a member of the NDC legal team.
After evidence has been led to establish whether or not there were violations, omissions, malpractices, and irregularities in the election, then it will mean that the court will have to also decide the critical question whether these violations, omissions, irregularities, or malpractices affected the result.
Nana Atudazi also spoke about the Kenyan situation.
Many people are contrasting what is happening here with what happened in Kenya. I think that it's unfortunate comparison. There are two different jurisdictions, two different constitutions. Kenya is coming from a very difficult situation. That trial of theirs was a special one. It is not and will not be the same as where our democratic judicial system is running.
Meanwhile, the petitioners had failed to provide the better and further particulars of all the 11,916 as well as the 28 ghost polling stations the alleged irregularities took place. This, the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedu Nketiah, believes is an indication that the petitioner's case is scrambling.
When you hear them running away from their own claims, then it gives us further confidence that the case will not travel that far. You allege that there were irregularities in 4,000 plus polling stations. Along the line, you jump to 11,900 and now you are back to 8,000. It means that you either have a problem with arithmetic or you don't have your facts right before proceeding to court. So we think that's a great day, and the MPP case has started crumbling, and we are very confident that we are not going to travel that far at all with this case.
The atmosphere in and around the court was calm. For now, all are looking forward to the start of what has been described as a groundbreaking case. From the Supreme Court in Accra, I am Bubukli Nogo reporting for Radio Ghana.